My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, you heard Jason Lloyd moments ago. I want to hear from you. I want to hear fans when they hear that. As we're talking about what the offense is going to look like this year. And maybe it'll be on display down in Greenbrier, although I don't think really all that much. Remember last year, you know, around this time, it was a lot of Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore in the backfield.
How'd that work out?
Elijah Moore, line him up here. Elijah Moore, Wildcat. Elijah Moore, quarterback. Elijah Moore, kicker. And we saw, hey, some of the best plans don't always come to fruition. But it's good to have a plan, and I wonder what that plan will look like. 216-474-0092. Anthony Lima and Jason Lloyd in for Kenny. We've got Mitch. We've got Owen back. We'll get his wild travelogue a little bit later in the show. Is that worthy of an FML? Trying to maybe fix your traveling habits?
Fix the computer updates and things like that. But
I'm sure. We've got time. This is an interesting week because we could perhaps find out whether or not Stefanski's calling the plays. You do not think he will be. You think it's going to be
Dorsey.
Is there any reason other than the fact that it's been a mystery so long? Is there anything that leads you to that conclusion?
The sort of scuttlebutt when he was brought in around at the time was that he'd be probably calling the plays. So I just, you know.
Do you think he had to pass some kind of a test, Ken Dorsey, to get to the point where Stefanski is comfortable enough to hand over the reins?
I do think, you know, there was moments in the mini camps when Kevin was calling the plays, and you know, when Kevin first got here and AVP was here, they had to go through some time together and get to know each other, right? And then Kevin decided ultimately that he was going to be the play caller. And I guess you could say that needs to happen again because I don't know that Kevin and Ken have much of a prior relationship to this, and so there's probably a feeling out period where they need to get to know each other and Kevin needs to know Ken's tendencies and that, but just my personal belief, I think Dorsey came here knowing full well he's probably going to be the play caller.
Man, you think about what a whirlwind last calendar year it's been.
Imagine saying that in November, October, November.
Right, especially because the Buffalo Bills offense took off and looked completely different. The moment he was out, they became run heavy, right? And that was a big key for the second half of their season.
Yeah.
And they were able to tap into I didn't even know who their running back was last year. And all of a sudden, once Dorsey was out, they became one of the best running teams in the NFL. But ironically, like we're sitting here, we've been, I wouldn't say run first offense because it's not like we don't throw the ball on first down or anything like that. You know, I think this offense has been, you know, pretty evolved over time. I know some people disagree, so much so that, you know, every loss, the first call we get is about play calling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's every town. And
that's to me is so silly. And obviously, you know what the rest of the NFL thinks of Kevin Stefanski, but that's why it's very interesting that you so seldomly see a team that makes the playoffs and their offense took off when Joe Flacco took over as the quarterback, they led the NFL in explosive plays. And what do we know about this league? Those explosive plays are what soften everything else up.
Yep.
It's what allows you to do so many other things. It allows you to be so much more versatile. And then that team that has that renaissance offensively, the season ends, they fire the offensive coordinator, and then they bring the guy that another team fired because they weren't happy with his play calling and the direction of the offense.
In fairness to Ken and this conversation, I do think Ken, I don't want to call him the fall guy in Buffalo, but there was sort of like an organizational mandate there to protect Josh Allen and not have him run as much. And I think that went out the window when Josh did too. And it wasn't Josh. I think that was just a coincidental timing that Josh is fired. Okay, we need to take another. Ken is fired. We need to take another look at how we're using Josh. Let's take the reins off a little bit and let him get back to being the guy that he was. So I don't know that necessarily Ken can be faulted for all that went wrong with Buffalo, but I do think he's unimaginative as a play caller. You know, I don't think you don't look at the Bills and normally think, wow, that's really creative and ingenuity there. So, you know, to me, it comes down to Kevin was very heavy on play action. Kevin is a big believer in play action from under center. And that's not Deshaun. Deshaun does not like being under center. He likes
to be in
the shotgun.
Why did it take them 2 years to realize that? Because that's basically what they're saying. They're basically admitting they don't want Deshaun turning his back to the defense. They don't think he's good at it. They don't think he's good at recalibrating where everybody is. They obviously don't think of him the same way today they thought of him 2 years ago.
I've said this before, but like I talked to Deshaun after that the legendary Baltimore game that everyone is clinging to like oxygen in their lungs. I talked to him after that game. And he was not complaining about the offense. He was not. But he said, like, I've never been under center this much. Like, Kevin wants me to do this. It's new to me. It's different. I'm willing to try it. But, like, and it wasn't a complaint. But he was just being very honest.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That it's just not something that he's used to doing, that he doesn't have a lot of experience doing it. And lo and behold, after Flacco comes in and runs it exactly how it's supposed to look, now they're saying, nope, scrap everything. And we're going to do whatever the guy wants.
And Flacco had more touchdown throws in like 5 or 6 games than Watson had as a Brown.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty.
I remember I had fun with the Johnny Manziel that Flacco almost caught Manziel on the list. I thought Deshaun was still ahead of him, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. But I do think that there is a component of we've gone all in on this guy everywhere else. Now let's do it on the offense too. And in one sense, it makes sense. Like you make your quarterback comfortable. You want to call the plays that he's comfortable running. That's logical, makes perfect sense. On the other hand, you have a 2-time coach of the year who really, for the most part, was running San Francisco's offense or trying to run San Francisco's offense. Kevin loves Kyle Shanahan, loves the offense he's doing and was trying to get it to that point. At times David Njoku running free down the middle of the field. What's that look like? That's 49ers. But that's not where Deshaun's comfortable. So you have to do whatever it takes to make him comfortable.
So I totally understand all that. What I'm wondering is it an admission by the Browns, the organization, by Stefanski, that they thought they could get Deshaun to be, when he came here, obviously when they got him, I know how I felt about Deshaun. I thought he had the potential to be a top three quarterback in the NFL. I thought he had, at times, was a top five quarterback. I mean, there was a playoff game where he was going toe-to-toe with Mahomes for a while where I thought, my God, could he be just as good as Mahomes? Yeah. Obviously, we know that's not the case now. Do you think they thought they could continue his evolution, that they could make him a quarterback that could do everything? And now they're basically putting him in a different category as a guy that does have some limitations, and they just basically have to, whether or not it means he's going to be running for his life,
yeah,
they've got to have him be Clemson Deshaun, Houston Deshaun, and there's really not going to be a chance of him being Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is a category, a different category now they've accepted.
When they met for the first time, when they're in Rusty's office, they're in Rusty Harden's office in Houston, and they've got the iPad, and Kevin and Deshaun are going over, you know, how Kevin envisions using Deshaun in the offense. The way it was explained to me was Deshaun at one point asked Kevin, Deshaun does like to be coached, and said, like, where can I get better? Tell me where I can get better. What do you see? And the first thing Kevin went to was ball fakes. First thing he went to was being a little sloppy and a little lazy on ball fakes, on play action. You can do better with that. That was the first thing Kevin went to. And now it's gone from the offense. So, yeah, I think that they thought they could use, Kevin could clean up some of the little things and, like, this would be fine. And now I think what you're seeing is the Browns pivoting to saying, you know what? We have not gotten the best version of, can we all agree we haven't gotten the best version of Deshaun? Cleveland has not seen the best version of Deshaun.
Not
in
even close.
2 years, year and a half, whatever. So this is the Browns saying, okay, whatever he wants. Whatever it takes to make him comfortable. And again, that there's some logic behind that. He's your quarterback. You've invested all this money and draft picks into getting him. Put him in the best position to succeed, whatever makes him comfortable. There is some logic behind it. But when you see how it can look and how it was supposed to look, and it's not that complicated of an offense, makes you scratch your head a little bit of what do the Browns really have here at quarterback. But they're going to do whatever it takes to make him comfortable.
So that really makes me wonder. I'm fascinated by this, and I really do wonder, is it going to be more of a backyard offense? Because that is some of the stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
That he did in Houston that dazzled. Yeah. I just always thought while he was doing that,
he told, like, okay, you he doesn't like scripted plays.
But that's what I mean. I understand that as a rookie coming out. Remember, Patrick Mahomes famously said he could not identify a middle linebacker. Like, he couldn't do it on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Patrick Mahomes is in year 8 now in the NFL. He can recognize everything he needs to recognize. There's nothing that you could throw at Patrick Mahomes. That's what makes him different, is that he can do it with his legs. He can be a pocket quarterback on one play if you need him to. He can run the I formation on another play.
Yeah.
And then he can go do the spread stuff. And it all depends. And then if there's under 2 minutes left in a game, he can also diagnose what the defenses are doing then. And he can tell when guys are tired, exhausted, hanging. He can identify a mismatch. He is the perfect quarterback. We're just going to have to shove any thought of Deshaun being able to do all that stuff aside. That's not him. And I think it is a realization that Deshaun does have limitations, so let's just get the best out of what he does best. And if that means putting him out in the open field and he's going to take hits.
He's going to take hits.
And I just think they're saying, whatever, this is our best chance.
And there was a time where they were trying to protect him from those hits, from taking those
hits.
And
that's over.
I think that's over. I think it's whatever it takes to make him comfortable. And it exposes to massive, he's not a big guy. There's an injury risk involved in this.
And all of that, despite the fact that it was a run play last year, a design run play that pretty much ended his season. So you can understand how fans might be conflicted hearing that. 216-474-0092. What do you think of the way that maybe this new offense is being described? And hey, the Cleveland Cavs have potentially $270 million on the line for a very young player in Evan Mobley. Not everybody thinks it's a great move. We have audio that's coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.